This podcast is sponsored by the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center in Knoxville. Accredited, affordable care performed by surgeons you can trust.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to the mouth and a red flag.
.865-255-0303 is our telephone number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Swain event fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Listen to us on the app, the Swain Event app, free for Android and Apple devices. 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports, and at SwainEvent.com. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, Thursday morning, 3 minutes past the top of the hour. Good morning, individuals.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
How are you doing, Mr. Jason Swain and Charlie Burris?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. Wow. Today is the day that Tennessee coach Jerm Pruitt will address the media 1 day before the start of fall camp. The players are reporting today. And huge bombshell out of Columbus, Ohio. That is Urban Meyer being placed on administrative leave. And we got plenty to dive into, plenty angles to explore. Just man.
Ooh, my chest is hurting. I think I'm going to need to go home and not finish the rest of the show. I don't know that I'm going to be able to return to this radio show. My chest is really locked up this morning.
I would ask, what was the number one play on SportsCenter this morning? Because you know what it should have been? Brett McMurphy dunking on Urban Meyer. Oh, my goodness, man. But remind me, you know, in terms of career advice, don't ever get on the wrong side of Brett McMurphy. Don't call Brett McMurphy a liar. He'll ruin your life. Dude.
I think you should start posting all of your articles on Facebook.
I mean, that was probably the most baller thing about it, is that the reporting was so good, the dude posted it on Facebook, and it was still the number one story in sports yesterday. Facebook. Oh, yeah. He dunked on Urban Meyer on Facebook.
A reminder that it is 2018, that you can report a story like that and it can touch
everybody,
every corner of the world, the sports world, from just Facebook. And so it's 2018, and Urban Meyer has been flirting with fire for a very, very long time. Over a decade, he's been flirting with fire, and that is not stepping up and doing the right thing. Now, there is no clear, direct evidence that Urban Meyer knew. And so let's paint kind of the picture of what's going on for those that are just now hearing about this. Urban Meyer, former assistant coach Zach Smith, in 2009, was arrested for battery on his a pregnant woman that was his now ex-wife. In 2015, he was investigated for suspicion of felony domestic violence. And then this year, July 20, his ex-wife files for personal protection order. 3 days later, Urban Meyer fires Zach Smith. The ex-wife was visited by Brett McMurphy, and they spent time digging through everything. Brett McMurphy saw text messages. He saw pictures of abuse. He saw a lot of things. Spent time with the ex-wife. Also, the ex-wife did an interview. She came out and did an interview I want to say for, what's that website called?
Stadium.
Stadium.
That's what it was called.
And she laid out that she told Urban Meyer's wife, Shelley Meyer, everything that was going on, that she knew, along with the assistant coaches' wives.
Every single one of them.
They knew, even Urban Meyer's top aide, who's been with him dating back to his time at Utah, Bowling Green. His wife knew. Everyone seemed to know, as far as the wives, except Urban Meyer. I mean, he's claiming that he did not know when he was asked about Zach Smith's checkered past at the Big Ten Media Days. He says he does not know. He did not know, and that they counseled him and Shelley Meyer counseled this young couple in 2009. And he's aware of that, but he was not aware of what happened in 2015. So here we are. Here we are. We are supposed to believe that Shelley Meyer, talked to this ex-assistant coach's wife that they know history on with domestic violence. And Shelley Meyer did not tell Urban in 2015. That's what we are supposed to believe. We're supposed to believe that. That Urban knew in 2009, but the pictures that surfaced and the conversations that the ex-wife and Shelley Meyer was having, that
the police investigation?
Yeah, the police investigation that Urban did not know in 2015. Now, Charlie, you married.
I am, in fact.
I'm married.
I'm finna be married.
You finna be married. You might as well be married because y'all been together for how many years?
It'll be 7 on 9/11.
Yeah, Ben has literally been together with his fiance longer than I've been together with my wife. So.
Yeah, so seven years.
Baby, you right.
There you go. You learning. You got it down, Pat. You are ready for marriage, my friend. I don't know about y'all's wife, but I know when something's going on, as serious as that with a friend or someone that she knows, I'm gonna probably know about it too. I'm gonna be told about something as serious as that. Now I might get in trouble for saying this, but that's okay. I'll just say, okay, baby, you're right. And everything will be good. But yesterday I got a phone call from my wife. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm trying to get at least a good 5 minutes of just chill time. Just 5 minutes. That's all I'm trying to ask for. Just 5 minutes. I get a phone call from my wife. All she wants to do is tell me that she missed her turn. Well, I'm sorry. It sounds like you need to get off the phone with me and get on Waze. Why are you calling me for? I don't have the answers. Sounds like you need to get on the navigation app. So that's my point. They tell us everything.
My fiance will call me when she's getting off work and say, I'm headed home. And
I get that call almost every day.
And yeah. I don't mind it. But my thing is, we can text. Just as you're walking out of work, just say, hey, I'm headed home.
Hey.
She want to talk, though.
We all have that story. So it's just really hard for me to believe that Shelley Meyer did not tell Urban what was going on. And I'll make this last point. We'll go to the phones, and then we'll keep this thing. We'll keep it going and get you guys' input. These coaches that want to put on this front like they don't know what's going on inside their football program is laughable. These coaches, especially the high-paid coaches, the coaches that have a lot of power, they know every single thing that goes on in their football program. They know about your players' girlfriends. They know if a player was out too late. They know everything because everyone in that city reports back to the coach. Everyone reports back to the coach. Everyone. Ray Pitino didn't know. Okay, whatever. Art Briles didn't know. Well, all right, man, whatever. Jim Tressel, at first act like he didn't know. Yeah, okay. Everyone knows what goes on inside of their program. You have your hands in so many areas in the program. You are the head coach. You are the manager. So I wish these coaches would stop pretending like they don't know what's going on inside their own program. It's just so it's so tiring. Just stop. Urban Meyer, you knew. You knew what was going on inside your football program. Now, Charlie, Ben, I'm going to go to the phones, and then we'll come back. And there's many different layers here. I have not started to think about Ohio State's recruits. Yesterday was a day for me where I was really just bothered and angry and disgusted at Zach Smith. Mm-hmm. I really want to beat him up. I'm going to be honest.
I'll jump in on that. You know, it was funny yesterday after the show, Charlie and I talked about how we had never been in a fight before. I would love for Zach Smith to be the first person I fought.
I would be happy to. Yeah, I want
to
beat him up.
To get in on that action.
Not only you put your hands on female in that way, you did that in front of your own kids. Mm. What a clown. What a punk. I want to fight him, to be honest. So that was the main thing I was thinking about, because as a child, I witnessed, as a three-year-old child, I witnessed my mother almost be killed and be a victim of domestic violence. As a three-year-old in Chicago, seeing it and then seeing my mother be taken to the emergency room and me having to go stay with a neighbor, I'll never forget it. I'm 34 years old. It happened 31 years ago. I would never forget the image. I would never forget what happened. And so that's what made me so upset, is that these kids are going to have this burning image in their mind of their father for probably the rest of their lives. And that's what pissed me off yesterday. So I haven't thought about recruits that Ohio State may lose. I haven't thought about really jokes about Urban Meyer getting fired. I just have it. Now, the whole Dan Wolken thing late last night and the coaching stuff, that's a whole nother side that we are going to also get to, because it involves Tennessee fans. So I'm going to get to the phones. I'm going to come back, hear from Charlie, hear from Ben. I know, Charlie, you got some things you got to say, if it includes Dan Wolken. So we will get to that.
There is a development between myself and Dan Wolken that is of interest.
There's a development with Dan Wolken and a lot of folks. And so there's so many different layers, so many different, you know, roads we can go down. And I'm sure we'll do that today. But first, let's get to the phones and let's get to
Michael.
Michael, good morning.
How are you doing, fellas?
Hey, Michael. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I was going to open with a question before I said what I was going to say. Do you think you are going to have some time to get to the punter competition today? I mean, it sounds like it's pretty pressing news with the Trevor Daniels yesterday.
Who are the punters at Tennessee?
Trevor Daniels is coming back for a sixth season.
I don't even know the punters at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Who are the punters?
Isn't it Laszlo Tozer and
who?
He's the only one I remember because he has a funny name.
The kicker is Brent Samagla.
Who's the punter, man? Who's the punter?
Does anyone know? I think Laszlo Tozer is the imminent. But
what?
I may be wrong.
Who?
Exactly.
They just signed Paxton Brooks.
Oh, that's true.
And then they have Joe Doyle, a redshirt freshman from Farragut.
Who's a starting punter?
Grayson Pontius from Biloxi, Mississippi, who came from East Mississippi Community College.
Oh, Lord.
The guy that you were saying, Laszlo Tozer, how do you say his name?
Uh-huh.
He is a place kicker.
Oh, well, hey, what do I know? So there you go. So it looks like it's going to be...
We have no clue.
Either a freshman or some junior that absolutely no one's heard of. So.
And there is your punter breakdown.
Yeah.
Please.
You stumped us, Michael.
Oh,
we are fake experts. We have no clue who the starting punter is going to be at Tennessee.
Oh, man. I was totally kidding. I know Trevor Daniels' cousin, so I enjoyed that interview yesterday.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, man. I was going to say, I think the first thing that we all need to keep in mind is Courtney Smith.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I had to catch myself yesterday because obviously it's good for us as Tennessee fans to feel vindicated, I guess, somewhat, after the national media decided to make us all sound like redneck idiots, you know, because Urban Meyer vetted. He did such a good job vetting his staff, clearly, you know. We really got to see that yesterday, and I'm just so glad that he backed Shiano and everything else. But, yeah, I mean, like you said, Swain, I mean, I can't imagine how she's felt the last couple of years. So I'm happy for her to be able to tell her story, and hopefully it, you know, affects other people that, you know, maybe are scared to come forward. So I think people need to keep that in mind. And then, like you said too, Charlie, with Brett McMurphy, I think the funniest part, the guy gets laid off by ESPN, and they're still paying his salary through August. And he said on his Twitter account last night, he appeared on ESPN on SportsCenter for the first time ever after they laid him off, which I thought is hilarious. And then, you know, breaks the biggest bombshell news on his freaking Facebook page, and they decide to keep other people on staff. You know, I hate the layoffs, but that was great. But yeah, that's just what I want to say about Courtney Smith. And then, you know, it's unfortunate, obviously, for this to have to happen. But feels good at the same time for us to get a little bit of vindication. Hopefully the national media recognizes that. I ride or die for my man, Barrett Salee. He had her back again last night. So I'll let y'all weigh on it. Enjoy the show, man. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. And that was me yesterday. I mean, I was only thinking about Courtney Smith, the victim in that situation. I didn't forget Urban Meyer. Courtney Smith, Zach Smith. That was kind of where my focus was. So I really wasn't interested in some of the jokes about recruits and well, it's going to be tough for Tennessee fans to watch, you know, Shiano go win a championship. Sorry, bro. It's just not funny right now. Like, it's just a really bad take right now. I just, it wasn't cute. Terrible timing. Courtney Smith, for years, has been crying out for help, and no one has really, really helped her.
Easily, and I said this on Twitter yesterday, the most damning thing that I heard in the interview with her with the stadium was that she said, Zach Smith was under investigation for a year. And she said that, essentially, everyone that needed to know at Ohio State knew, which was a decent number of people.
But apparently Urban did not know.
Oh, of course Urban didn't know. But she said that not a single person came, and even through her attorney wanted to know her side of the story. Like, nothing. She said there just wasn't contact from Ohio State. And they knew for a year. That's not defensible, in my opinion. That's beyond Urban Meyer. You know, that's beyond his jurisdiction there, you know, in terms of Ohio State checking in on that situation, although he absolutely should have been involved if it was going to happen. But
yes.
Unfathomable.
Shelly Meyer is a employee of Ohio State. She worked in a nursing department. There's Title IX implications here. So she knew. There's evidence, clear evidence, text messages, her talking back and forth with Courtney Smith, the ex-wife of Zach Smith. Like, it's plain and dry. Like, she knew. So either Urban Meyer is going to throw his wife under the bus, or he's going to admit that he lied. I mean, one of the two is going to happen. This is a very bad spot for Urban Meyer. But again, this is stuff that Urban Meyer has been doing for years. Covering up for people in his organization, whether it's coaches or players, and breaking the law. 41 arrests at Florida. I think I saw a number where it's like 41 out of 120 something players. I mean, it's just ridiculous. All the things that Urban Meyer has let slide to win football games. And it's come back to bite him in the butt.
And there's nothing wrong with giving players second chances. It's the third, the fourth, and the fifth chance.
Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Get ready for a better school year by shopping the Back to School Sale at Better Mattress, happening now. Whether you're a parent or a student, you know a good night's sleep makes a difference in your day. Whether it's the patience to sit in school traffic or the concentration you need to pass your test, a better night's sleep is super important for the whole household. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The Back to School Bundle Deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free, starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the Better Mattress Back to School Bundle Deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try my mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night just got better.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
A65-200-5503, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's get to Andy. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
We are well, my friend. Well, my friend. What is on your mind today?
Well, you know, like I said, it gets better every day. Now, I'm not going to say Urban Meyer is going to get fired, but if it does happen, I have a better chance of feeling that Darnell Wright will maybe come.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, but, Andy, I don't know. This makes me happy because Ben and I were having a conversation that because you always call in and you talk about recruiting. You're a Tennessee guy to the absolute core, and we were saying, will Andy actually bring up Urban Meyer? I'm impressed because you brought up Urban Meyer, but still found a way to tie it back to Tennessee recruiting. So I have to applaud you. That was very impressive and well done.
Well, you know, I was hoping Darnell Wright would, you know, commit last Saturday. But like he said, he wants to take his time and everything, and I had heard that he wanted to go to Ohio State. Like, you know, the crystal ball predictions have been Ohio State, so I'm like, so when this happened,
Andy,
I'm like,
that's fake news.
Everything falls into place.
Andy, that's fake news about Ohio State.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. That's fake news.
Good. That's even better then.
Yeah, I mean people putting, you know, the two and two together because he's really close to Columbus from wherever he's from,
Huntington, West Virginia.
But Ohio State's not even in his top two right now.
Well, that makes it even better then. But are y'all going to be down Sunday?
I have no clue, Mandy.
I'll be there because it's media day. Well, it's media day also, so yeah, they're combining the two.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing later on this afternoon, day by day, Andy, day by day. So,
all right. Well, if you're down there, I'll see you then.
Well, I will do, Andy. Give me a shout, Andy.
Will do, brother.
I'm sorry, man. The first thing I'm thinking about is not Darnell Wright. This whole situation. And I get it, you know, as a Tennessee fan, like, you're only thinking about your school. I understand it completely, but Darnell Wright, I mean, if you go and look at some of the websites and, you know, people feel like Ohio State has a good chance with Darnell Wright, five-star offensive tackle in the country. Darnell Wright has a couple other schools that he likes a little bit better than Ohio State, from everything I understand. So I get it from a Tennessee fan's perspective. You're thinking about the recruits. You're thinking about the players that could possibly leave Ohio State and come to Tennessee to help our program. I totally understand. But for me, I'm looking at how these young men – all 85 or 120 young men in this football program has a leader or had a leader that each and every day would preach to them about doing the right thing, about being a better man, going into the living rooms of families all across America and selling Ohio State. I'm sorry, selling the university, the Ohio State University, as being top-notch athletics, academics, being able to develop you as a man, and then having this stuff go on. Like, for me, that is more of a important issue than Ohio State's recruits, to me, right now. But if I'm a Tennessee coach, and your job is to win, which means you got to get players to win, I'm thinking like Andy. I get it. I get it. I understand. Let's keep it going, and let's get to
Rev.
Rev, good morning.
Good morning, individuals. How are we doing this morning?
Good morning, individual Rev.
Swain, I'm pissed off this morning. And recruiting and football, this is bigger than football right now.
It is.
As a father, as a husband, like, this really, really makes me mad. Like, I want to put my hands on him right now. Like, I'm already in Ohio for different purposes for my job, but, like, if I see him out somewhere, like, it's going to be really hard not to. You understand what I'm saying?
I do understand.
How, like, we already know Urban Meyer is scum of the earth from what everything that's happened in Florida. Like, we've talked about it on and off through the years. But as a husband and a father, how can you sit there and say you didn't know?
It's tough to believe. It's tough to believe. I know there's no paper trail. There's no direct evidence that says Urban Meyer knew. But you have people saying that they told Urban Meyer. You have people, you know, saying that they talked to Urban Meyer about it. It's hard for me not to know. Urban Meyer talked about his wife at SEC Media Days, about how they're best friends, and they've been married 30-plus years. And how does your wife not tell you? That just doesn't make any sense, Urban. It's really hard to believe.
It is. And if I was head coach and I figured out one of my assistant coaches was beating his wife while she was pregnant and in front of his kids, you're going to be extremely lucky if I don't put my hands on you in the process of letting you go in my office.
You know what's hard to believe, Rev, is that how can you be a college coach, have a daughter yourself, and turn a blind eye to violence on females? Because that could be your daughter in those situations.
Exactly.
You just never know.
Exactly. And I'm going to be really curious to see how Urban spins this, because we already know he's coming alive. And there's a small chance that he can save his job, and the way he does that is literally selling his wife downriver.
Yeah. That's what's going to have to happen. He has to throw her.
Guys, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rev. He's going to have to throw his wife all under the bus. And I just don't see that happening. They put him on paid administrative leave. I'm sorry. I just don't see enough evidence that's going to point to him being innocent in this whole deal to where he's going to be reinstated. Well, I don't think he coaches at Ohio State.
And let's say this. There are text messages that suggest that Urban Meyer did know. There was a text exchange between Shelly Meyer and another assistant coach's wife where Shelly says, I believe the quote is, Urban is not sure what to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Inferring that he knows past even, you know, what we're saying, it's hard to believe that Shelly wouldn't tell him.
Yeah, that's why I said that there's messages that, that suggest and that he may know.
That's what it
is. But no direct evidence that he knew. No messages from Urban Meyer. No quotes from Urban Meyer at all. It was all people around him that said that they either told them or they will tell him. Again, it's just hard for me to believe that Urban Meyer didn't know. It's hard for me to believe that any college coach of his stature, all that power, does not know about what's going on inside of the program. I'm not talking about, you know, one of your players, you know, went to the convenience store and stole a 5-cent piece of bubble gum and you didn't know about it, you know, 10 seconds after it happened. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about one of your most important coaches, your recruiting coordinator, who previously had issues that you knew about in 2009. Something happened in 2015, and you don't know? After your wife has talked with the victim? Man, please.
Not just talk with the victim, gone out of her way to check in with the victim. Because, you know, there were also texts where Shelly, out of the blue, texted Courtney Smith and said, hey, I'm just thinking about you, you know, wondering how you're doing.
Please.
So
we'll read some of the text messages so folks can get full context there of what was said. It'll blow your mind. It will blow your mind. This is going to change the trajectory of college football. There's going to be a ripple effect because there's going to be a huge job opening here soon. 865-255-03. Swain Event. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store. With flavors of home in every bite, whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my results in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
All right, let's get to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Back to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, hour one here, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Let's get to Spencer in Memphis. Spencer, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, a couple things. You know, the text message, I guess, to me, that stood out the most beyond the pictures, which were, you know, bad enough in their own right, is the fact that Shelley said, he really scares me.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you, you know, if my wife, anybody that I'm associated with, if she said, he really does scare me, and she told me why, that's it. It's done. It doesn't matter if it was a personal relationship that I had with somebody. We're done. Because it's my wife, right? And so there's no way, if Shelley is public of a figure, she makes herself as a coach's wife, okay, said that she's scared, that she's scared of him, there's no way Irvin didn't know. There's no way the other assistant coaches didn't know. And for all of them to sit there like a bunch of cowards just proves, once again, that anybody that's associated with Urban Meyer long-term is going to have that cloud over them. And that's my opinion as far as Urban and people that are associated with him. And that includes Greg Schiano, which, you know, as associate head coach, you would assume he would be appointed to head coach during a time like this. But clearly, he's not good enough for that because he has his own issues. And we all know what those are. But everybody else wants to cover up. And, you know, the mainstream sports media and ESPN wants to cover for Urban Meyer as long as they can until they can't do it anymore. And, you know, as somebody who is your number one job if you're a husband is to be the protector of your family, mm-hmm. and to help those and stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves. And you failed both times. You didn't protect your family because your wife's scared of somebody. You're not doing anything that shows that you'll be there for your daughters one day. And there's somebody that truly is crying for help. And you just say, oh, a wide receiver coach is more important than you. Because I've had, you know, I've done all of these things in my past. I can't bring anything else on me. Sorry. Too bad. You're gonna have to take some bruising. Sorry, what a scumbag! I mean, just there's not enough bad things I can say about Urban Meyer and anybody that associates themselves with him for a long time. Because that's the other thing too, is this is all on Urban Meyer, but it's also on every single one of his assistant coaches who have known about this over the past 2 years. Every single one of them, they're all in the same boat to me. But, you know, that's just kind of where I stand with it. I don't necessarily care about all the recruiting and everything like that. We're doing fine enough. We don't really necessarily have to have everybody from Ohio State just because of their situation. I can care less about it. I'm just happy that it appears that we have somebody that doesn't tolerate things like that. So, you know, that's all I really got for today.
Thank you, Spencer. Thank you so much, man, for your phone call. Can't disagree with anything there. Let's get to Vol Nation. Vol Nation, good morning.
Hey, man, how y'all doing
now? Hey, man, doing well, man. Hope you are too.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. This news is disturbing.
Very.
Yeah, you know, I've got two daughters, and you know, they're my babies. They're my girls. I don't care if they 12, 24, or 50. They're my babies. They're my girls, and I don't want nobody to put their hands on them. You know, we're gonna have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I look at this situation, and being a medical professional myself, you know, Shelly Meyer, I believe she's a trained psychiatric nurse. As a medical professional, I believe she's on staff or was on staff at some point in time at OSU. She has an obligation when she, whether written or unwritten, in our "quote unquote" bylaws, as medical professionals, when there's a form of an abuse, we're in a sense obligated to let somebody know. And so, ideally, she should have probably told her husband, and then she would have had to report it because, you know, once again, you're talking about a staff member doing this at Ohio State to his spouse, and so all that should have been put into motion at some point in time. And for Urban Meyer to sit there and say he didn't know, of course, none of us believe that. And this shows the lack of integrity and character, I think, of Urban Meyer. Also shows the lack of integrity and character of his staff, because obviously they're putting their reputations or the reputation of the football program or however you want to put it, you know, them being able to be successful before the health and welfare of this young woman. And it makes, to me, the whole university look bad because it's hard for me to probably believe that maybe even the athletic director may not have known. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's no telling where all this goes, you know, especially dealing with Art Briles and dealing with Penn State and dealing, you know, with Louisville. And you have no idea. But this whole thing just looks really bad. And so, you know, how can you as a parent, you know, even consider allowing your son to come play for this man if he can't even protect a young lady from a staff member when he's got pictures? And he's very involved. From my understanding, that, like I said, they had an article where they were talking about how, you know, or even he stated that he knew this couple personally. So there's no doubt that if you know this couple and you know the history, you're involved with them. He's known this kid or this young man since he was young. He knew the father, you know what I'm saying? So they have a lot of history there that he wasn't involved in some point in time and knew what was going on. So his wife, you know, she's got Title IX issues as it is because if she didn't report it, that's an issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And now you got Urban Meyer. I don't see how they don't blow all this up. They just need to start from scratch.
It smells funky, Vol Nation. You are 100% right, man. And we are up against the break, and we got to take a break. We'll come back with Attaboy. But it smells really funky. The whole situation smells funky. And I just don't see how Urban Meyer is going to survive there at Ohio State. We have Attaboy coming up next, and then we'll get back to the phones. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Showers likely today with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. Patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 77. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Patchy fog after midnight, otherwise cloudy with a low around 68.
a 30% chance of precipitation tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 83, a 20% chance tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Saturday, there's a 40% chance of rain, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
If you've ever had surgery, you may have experienced sticker shock when you received all of your bills. There's one for the surgeon, one for the facilities, one for anesthesia. The list goes on, and it can be totally overwhelming. Thankfully, Premier Surgical Associates offers a different way. Premier offers packages for laparoscopic gallbladder and select hernia procedures performed at the Premier Surgery Center on Paper Mill Drive. It's one price, one bill, and you know the total cost up front. It's exceptional care at an affordable price. Visit Premier Surgery Packages.com right now to find out more about all of the excellent services that they offer. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles, plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Home, remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
Attaboy here on the Swain event where we highlight positivity. That is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
If you've ever had surgery, You may have experienced sticker shock afterwards when you receive multiple bills, but thankfully there is Premier Surgical's office-based surgery center on Paper Mill Drive in Knoxville, and they offer flat fee package pricing for basic laparoscopic and gallbladder hernia surgeries. Just one price, one bill, and you know all of the cost up front. Make sure you go to premiersurgerypackages.com right now if you are in need of services, and you can learn everything about it. That's Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust. And I have an attaboy, and the biggest attaboy from yesterday. This goes without saying, I think. Brett McMurphy. Oh, my goodness. Just excellent, excellent sports reporting. Sports reporting at the highest level. And the dude did it on Facebook. And he's obviously getting respect from everywhere, from all national outlets. But the funniest thing out of all of this that has happened with McMurphy just dropping a bomb on Urban Meyer's head is that his former employer, ESPN, who he was laid off by earlier this year, has had him on twice. He was on with Scott Van Pelt last night, and then more or less the reason that he was fired, or one of the ones, Get Up, the morning show on ESPN, had him on this morning. And if you don't know the entire situation there, Mike Greenberg is essentially getting paid $7 million. Michelle Beal's getting $5 million. Jalen is getting paid some amount close to that, if not the same. And they gave these dudes, you know, millions and millions of dollars, and they fired Brett McMurphy so that they could do that. And now they're having to eat a little bit of crow. Not even a little bit of crow. A ton of crow. And have Brett McMurphy back on because he swooped in and dropped this banger. I mean, my goodness. What? And he's been so petty and so salty on Twitter about ESPN. He said last night, "Thanks to Scott Van Pelt for keeping me on this time. Last time I taped a segment on his show, I got bumped." So good. Brett McMurphy is great. He's going to land on his feet. I think he has a deal, actually, with Stadium, who got the interview with Courtney Smith. I think he's going to be working for them sometime in the near future. But excellent sports reporting. I loved it. I love the pettiness.
I think this is a reminder, on a more serious note, this is a reminder of why media is important.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Don't let this fake news quote that's been going around and used so much really confuse you about why we have the media, so people in power can be held accountable. This does not happen. This story. Us knowing about Urban Meyer and this pattern of negligence, we don't know about this if it wasn't for Britt McMurphy doing his due diligence, doing his job. And so before we automatically assume that the media is biased or, you know, get mad at the media for doing their job and reporting the story, understand that this is why we have the media. You got to have checks and balances. So, attaboy to Britt McMurphy, because I'm pretty sure he had to use his own resources, his own funds to travel and stay in Columbus for 3 days to work on this story. Doesn't have a big, you know, company backing him like ESPN anymore. So, whether or not he's petty, to me, doesn't really matter. A young woman story was able to be shared, and hopefully other men who are in power, other women who are in power that see this going on inside the organization doesn't turn a blind eye to it because they are afraid they're going to get exposed. So good job, Britt McMurphy. This is why we have the media. That's why he gets the attaboy today. Really good one. All right, let's get to Charles. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Charles.
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
You sound great.
Yeah, man. I agree with everything you just said about the media and all that kind of stuff. But you know how I am. Mm-hmm. I've been censored on Twitter. You know that. So they kind of broke me off on Twitter, but that's okay. I got something for them. But, Swain, I'm going to tell you this. I don't think anything's going to happen to Urban Meyer. I really don't.
I don't see how he's going to survive, man. I just don't know how they're going to spin this to make it work.
It's for a lot of reasons, Swain. I mean, and I'm going to come see you, man, for the season starts.
Okay.
we get a chance to chop it up and talk some good game.
Yes, sir.
But let me say this. I'm not caping for Urban Meyer at all, okay? I think he should be fired. I just don't think it's going to happen. And, you know, the state that he's in, you know, it's just, yeah. But if he doesn't get fired before the end of the weekend, he's not going to get fired. Because if what's true about what happened and he knew, they should have already broken him off before the weekend. They're going to let this thing blow over. The season's going to start, and Urban Meyer's going to be the coach. And if he's not fired, or if they fire him, me and you going to Dead End Barbecue, we're going to talk some good game, we're going to chop it up, and I'll buy you some Dead End Barbecue. But I'm telling you, he will not be fired. Anyway, you guys have a great show. I'm
hanging up. Hey, thank you, Charles. And I get why Charles feels like he's not going to be fired, because we've seen so many examples of coaches who, because they won, things were swept under the rug. We've witnessed the Penn State stuff. All that stuff went on for years before it finally came out. Louisville, Baylor. So Charles is seeing that and saying, okay, well, I don't see anything that's going to happen with Urban Meyer. I think they're going to, you know, because they win, they're going to do exactly what these other schools have done. But with these other schools, it got to a point where they couldn't do it anymore. They had to make a move. And I think Ohio State may be at that point. I don't see how they're going to bring him back. I don't see how they're going to prove that he didn't know.
To essentially do that, we've already kind of said it. He has to throw his wife under the bus.
Yes.
To some extent. Is he actually going to do that? I mean, that would be the lowest of the low, man. But, you know, honestly, I don't know if I'd put it past Urban Meyer looking back at his history. You know, he'll run over anybody else. Why not his own wife? But. Charles may be right, but I would be appalled if he is able to keep his job, unless there's just some evidence that we haven't seen yet that Brett McMurphy didn't surface. But I doubt that happened, because Brett McMurphy is extremely thorough.
He laid it out, and he said that there's plenty of things that he did not report that he knows about the whole situation.
Got more receipts.
Let's just keep that in mind. Hour 2 coming up. Stay with us.